Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today's weather is mild across the region. In Jerusalem, expect a pleasant day with clear skies. Tel Aviv will be sunny with a gentle breeze. Haifa is also enjoying clear skies, making it a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilat remains warm and welcoming. Here are today's headlines. First, from I-24 News just in, Trump pauses a U.S. operation to guide ships through the Strait of Hormuz, stating great progress with Iran. Also earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reports Iran denies targeting the UAE, while Netanyahu voices support for the UAE after reported Iranian strikes. Also this hour. According to Ynet, Israel braces as Trump weighs his next move on Iran amid Gulf escalation. Separately, from JNS earlier this hour, an LA area county strongly objects to a lesser sentence for a man who pleaded guilty to killing a 69-year-old Jew. And finally, from Ynet, earlier today, Israel braces for potential further developments in the Gulf region. Here's what people are saying online. I24News_EN noted just minutes ago that Trump has paused the U.S. operation, indicating significant progress with Iran. Omri Seren, an analyst, raised concerns about marchers in New York City displaying flags of Iranian-controlled groups amid heightened tensions. Kotler Wunsch highlighted the critical health condition of Iranian Nobel Peace Prize laureate Narges Mohammadi, questioning the lack of international coverage and outrage over her situation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with President Trump's announcement, I-24 News reports that the U.S. has paused its naval operations in the Strait of Hormuz. This decision follows what Trump describes as significant progress towards an agreement with Iran. This move could ease tensions in the volatile region, impacting global oil markets and diplomatic relations. Turning to the situation with Iran and the UAE, the Jerusalem Post earlier today detailed Iran's denial of targeting the UAE despite recent strikes. Prime Minister Netanyahu has expressed support for the UAE, underlining regional alliances. The U.S.-flagged tanker has exited the strait under military escort, highlighting ongoing security concerns in the area. Meanwhile, as Ynet reports, Israel is on alert as Gulf tensions rise. With Trump considering his next steps, the situation remains precarious. Iran's threats to ships in the Strait of Hormuz raise the stakes, though the U.S. maintains the escalation is below the threshold for war. Israel is closely monitoring developments, given the potential regional implications. On the legal front, JNS covered a local controversy in LA. A county strongly objects to a lesser sentence for a man who pled guilty to killing a Jewish man. The office argues for a harsher penalty, reflecting community concerns over justice and safety. Turning to business and markets. First, from Ynet Business, Israeli firms are challenging global militaries with FPV drones. These drones are reshaping modern warfare, similar to the impact of roadside bombs in the past. Separately, CTEC reports Zim shareholders have approved a $4.2 billion sale to Hapag-Lloyd. The vote paves the way for the takeover, though labor tensions remain a concern. And finally, from Walla Business, the electricity company faces significant losses due to theft and lawlessness in the south. Equipment worth tens of millions has been destroyed, and one employee was shot, highlighting challenges in maintaining infrastructure. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.